We're witnessing a widespread prevalence of vaping and the use of electronic cigarettes by children and young people in our communities. As a school leader and as a parent, I'll be really honest, I'm really deeply concerned that many children are being put at risk because they have such easy access to vaping products. And these vaping products, by the way, can contain astronomic amounts of nicotine, and they render children prone to early addiction and dependence. Vaping has become a trend which is supported by typical marketing approaches that attract children, including advertising, easy access, the use of child-friendly flavors. We've seen this all before. We've seen this story before, and we need to call it out for what it really is. This is a highly addictive drug masquerading as a teen-friendly fashion accessory. I'm also, and I think all head teachers that have signed this letter, we are also really deeply concerned about the growing availability of vape pens that contain THC, which is a harmful psychoactive agent, and it's also an illegal substance. The school leaders who have signed this letter speak with one voice on this issue. It's time to recognize the risk of vaping in our local area and to work together to solve it. As schools and as school leaders, we will all continue to educate and to communicate the risks of vaping to keep our children safe. We're confident we can make a difference with the continued good support of our parents. We ask now that parents read our open letter carefully. We'd like them to get in touch if they need to disclose a concern or if they actually need any support, advice, and guidance related to this matter. Crucially, what we're asking parents to do with us as educators and school leaders and institutions is really to come together to push back on this idea that vaping and electronic cigarettes is just a cultural norm because it is rapidly becoming normalized for children of a younger and younger age and is far from consequence-free.